The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Shulman.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Ellen Shulman, and I'm pleased to be here with my co-host Ezra Cree. Have you ever wondered what power we could have to serve the needy in our community if all the congregations of all religions came together? Well, I am awestruck by the fact that an organization does exist that does just that. It's called Family Promise. And I have Rhonda Clinton here, who's the executive director of the organization that's here in our community. It's the Family Promise of North Central Palm Beach County. But this is a national organization, right, Rhonda?
Family Promise is a national organization that was established in 1986 in Summit, New Jersey.
Well, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
So why don't we tell our guests, tell us a little bit of background about what Family Promise is and how this came together as such a great concept.
I think Family Promise is such an exciting concept because one woman's vision really has created this movement across the country of mobilizing the faith community, getting all of us to work together, regardless of our religious beliefs, to help children in our community who are currently facing homelessness.
And how did it all begin?
In 1986, a very inspirational woman named Karen Olson was on her way into Manhattan, and every day she saw a homeless woman on the street, and she began giving her her lunch every day. And Karen got the idea that if she pulled together congregations of all faiths, you know, these churches and synagogues are in our communities to serve. So by mobilizing the power to come together and to provide temporary shelter for folks to come in out of the cold, to come in out of the elements, and to get back on their feet, to be able to either obtain work or continue working, just to get out of a situation that is hopefully temporary.
So how does the process work? I mean, how do you get a congregation on board with this? I mean, are they... I mean, I would think it would be all over the ballpark. Some have the facility, some don't. What are the criteria?
I think every congregation believes that they will have challenges. They may say, well, we have school that takes place Monday through Friday, or we do have limited space. But the beauty of this program is such that if you have a tiny room, you can convert that into a bedroom for 1 week at a time, four times a year. So no matter the size of the congregation, you can take a tiny little congregation that has a sanctuary with folding chairs. You can put a PVC pipe with a sheet to divide the room in half, fold up the chairs, and the next thing you know, you have two bedrooms that will serve a family for an entire week.
And is that all that the church or synagogue is required to do?
The churches surround the families with love and nurturing, meals, a roof over their head. So once a family comes into the program, they will spend their day at the day center with our staff, going on job interviews, preparing resumes, caring for preschool-age children if they're not in school. But once 5 o'clock rolls around, these families are transported to a church or a synagogue where they're provided a hot home-cooked meal. Volunteers will arrive perhaps to tutor the children, go out on the playground, just fellowship, just being with other people. And the families will retire at a reasonable hour, go into their rooms, spend the night. The next morning, they take a bag lunch, they have their breakfast, and they come back to our day center where school buses will pick the children up and take them to their home school. And parents go off to work or stay with us.
Now, do you collaborate with the other government organizations that place the homeless? How does that work in terms of coordinating? I know the homelessness situation in our community is overwhelming, and I'm sure that it helps that you contribute to supporting that. But how is it coordinated?
Over this past school year, there were just shy of 2,000 identified children in the Palm Beach County School District that are classified as homeless. And so we primarily work with the school district, with guidance counselors, with teachers. We work with other social service agencies and the county in our community. And so our niche is very specific. We serve families. And there aren't as many agencies in our community that serve families as there are for single individuals, veterans, individuals that have been affected by domestic violence. So we play a huge role in that we serve families, but we all have to work together because of waiting lists and just making sure that the families get what they need. So we all communicate with each other, and there is a central intake process in place in our community.
So people who are homeless, do they come directly to you, or are they referred to you, or both?
Actually, families find us in any number of ways. They may call 211, which is a clearinghouse. They can call the Lewis Center. There is a process in place where they will be interviewed. People can show up at a church or a synagogue, maybe even looking for a meal or a food pantry, and they can be referred. Or they can find us through word of mouth, our website.
Okay. What's the commitment of the family in the program?
The commitment of the family is to not want to be in the program. And that may sound weird, but the whole idea is for the adults to either maintain employment or to seek sustainable employment. So they have to be committed to getting a job, to working hard, to having their children either be placed in school or daycare so that that barrier is not in place for them to be able to work. And the main requirement is to save up to 80% of everything they make once they come into the program, because the goal is for them to leave the program within 30, 60, 90, 120 days with enough money in their savings account with Family Promise to be able to have first, last security and just a little bit of money put aside. So that's a huge commitment, but one that the families embrace because they want to be on their own and independent.
And how long has Family Promise been in Palm Beach County?
Family Promise has been nationally, was established in 1986, but the local affiliate in northern and central Palm Beach County just celebrated 1 year at the end of August.
And in that 1 year, how many families have you served?
I'm so proud to say that we have served 11 families, which equates to 40 individuals.
And are you serving families right now?
We are currently
wow.
serving families.
Well, you are listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. And today we're speaking with representatives of Family Promise of North Central Palm Beach County. For more information on this terrific organization, please visit their website at www.familypromisenscpbc.org. or call 561-318-8864. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country, stand for something bigger than ourselves, and protect the things we love. although we were ready to face any mission, help those in need, and make a difference. For some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone, even when surrounded by our loved ones.
If you're a veteran or service member in crisis, or know one who is, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking to representatives from Family Promise, which is an amazing network of congregations of all religions in our community that are reaching out to help families that are homeless. And I'm very honored to introduce Bibi St. Just, who is actually one of the graduates of the program. Welcome, Bibi.
Thank you.
Tell us your story. How did you get introduced to Family Promise?
Well, I had lost my job, and I was trying to stay with my mom, and she was in elderly development, so things got kind of rough there and couldn't stay. So I started.
Because you're a young man for the radio listeners, they can't see you. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Right. Okay. So you obviously would not fit into a retirement community, right?
No. Well, not only that, I had two young boys with me that they didn't really like.
And how old are your boys?
One is 8 now, and the other is 6.
Okay. So you're living in this development, or staying there, and they're like, we don't want these young people here.
Correct.
So what happens?
So me and my mom start working together trying to find an organization that would help us, and a lot of them kept saying, we can't help you, and we're just not able to do anything for you at this time. And eventually we came across a program that said that we have a new program opening up in West Palm Beach by the name of Family Promise. And would you like to try it out? And I said, yes, anything at this point, you know. So they put us on a list, and eventually they called us for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went in for the interview, said we would like to have you as one of our families, and went on from there.
So you and your boys obviously went to school, and you spent the day in the center. And what? Tell us what you did. What was your day like?
At first, it was kind of frustrating because you know you're trying to get things set up that you know you've lost. Because I've had an experience where I've lost pretty much everything I had. So at the day center, I had to redo resumes, update licenses that I had as far as security. And Family Promise basically help you with everything. I mean, they help you as far as setting up a resume, getting you started, going to workforce, and you know, just basically getting prepared for getting out there and finding a job that will suit you, that you'll be able to succeed in.
How long were you with the program before you were able to find employment?
I was in the program, I believe, a little over 5 months.
Uh-huh.
And you're trained, yes, see your shirt, you're trained as an electrician?
Yeah, I was blessed with the opportunity to work with a wonderful company by the name of Green Electric. Pat and Sarah Green were willing to give me the opportunity to try out the company and see if I would like to be an electrician. And so here I am.
So
still.
Did the company train you? And
they took me in because I believe in being an electrician field, you have to have some kind of training or
you
schooling.
You have to have an apprenticeship, yeah.
So basically they took me in, and I will eventually go into the apprenticeship program to become an electrician.
And so are you still in Family Promise, or are you out of the program now?
No, I'm currently out of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I've graduated now almost 6 months.
Oh, super.
Yeah, and basically what I do now is I try to help give back now whenever I can.
Good for you.
Yeah, and basically I speak to a mentor every now and then and just basically make sure I'm still on the right track. And
provided by the organization. So they're still correct. Involved in your life.
Correct, yes.
And helping you and your sons go forward.
Yes.
And what kind of services were provided for your boys?
Anything you can think of. I mean, as far as clothing, food, shelter, tutoring, just help as far as playing along with them, you know, just showing them that love as if it's family.
And how are they doing now?
Oh, they're doing great. they're great in school. They're pretty good. I love them.
And you have a job that's stable, that you like, and you have a bright future as an electrician. I can't imagine you would ever be out of work. So you always need electricians, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the interaction between your family and the congregations that you stayed at.
The interaction with the organizations was kind of great. I mean, they were all very friendly. They're all loving. A lot of them, half of the time you go in there, you want to shake their hands. They were like, no, I want a hug. You know, by calling the program Family Promise, I think was a great idea because everybody treats you just like family. No matter the color, the race, whatever your status, they don't care. They treat you like, hey, this is my family. I've had them offer me to come to their homes for holidays and stuff. So it was a great program.
You know, this is a difficult question, but where do you think you'd be today if Family Promise hadn't come into your life?
It's funny that you should ask that. I ask myself that all the time. Honestly, I really don't know because it's like I wasn't able to go to school or anything because of the fact that I didn't quite want to get myself into too much debt, you know, and I got the kids and I'd probably still be doing like security, you know, which is a good job, but it's not a career. It's not something that you can say, hey, this is what I've done in my years, you know? So I think it would be not as great as my path is now.
There may be some folks listening right now who are in a similar situation that you were in. What would you say to them?
I would say if you're in that situation where you've hit rock bottom and you really need help, come to Family Promise and just try your hardest to do what it takes to get back on your feet and to never get back to where you were. And I guarantee you'll succeed, you know.
So in your mind, what I'm hearing you say is there's a lot that comes from Family Promise, but it's also, and you can be proud of it, a lot of it came from you yourself.
Yes, you have to work hard.
Right.
I mean,
and how did you keep going when so many other organizations said, we can't help you, we can't help you? That had to be very difficult.
Yeah, there were times where I thought maybe it wasn't going to work, but Family Promise kept on me. Like Rhonda said, you know, you got to not want to be there. And she's right. You got to want to get out of there. And the only way you're going to get there is if you work hard and try your best, you know, and they'll help you.
That's great. You're listening to The Forum for Nonprofits. And today we're speaking with representatives of Family Promise of North Central Palm Beach County. To get more information on this great organization, please visit their website at www.familypromisencpbc.org or call 561-318-8864. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm a third grade teacher.
I'm a school bus driver.
I am a parent.
I am a teacher's aide. And I agree to be identified
as a caring adult who pledges to help bullied students.
I will listen carefully to all students who seek my help
and act on their behalf
to put an immediate stop to bullying.
I will work with other caring adults to create a safe learning environment for all the students in my school.
In my school.
In my school.
In my school.
I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students. One caring adult can make all the difference. Be that adult and take the pledge at nea.org/bullyfree. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
Bully free. It starts with me.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the National Education Association.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been learning about Family Promise, a wonderful organization that brings together congregations of all faiths to help the homeless. And I'm pleased to introduce Peter Jones, who's the chairman of the board, who has a real job but donates his time to be a part of this wonderful organization. Welcome. And
thank
tell
you.
Us how you became involved with this great organization.
I was hoodwinked. wonderful people in my congregation. Dreamed up this idea. I didn't know they were dreaming it up, but they had heard about it and been working on it for a couple years. And they asked me to get involved, and they had done all the hard work, preparing, reaching out to congregations, and just did a wonderful job. And about 2 years ago, they got me involved, and I met Rhonda, I think, almost the same first meeting. And it's been history since then. It's just been full
speed. I can see how this would be addictive.
And how are you involved? What do you do, or what did they hoodwink you into doing?
And I'm joking about that. It's a joy. I forget the title. My job is to keep Rhonda sane, and we communicate pretty much every week several times, and then I oversee the board, and our job is to make sure that we have the funds to maintain the program.
And what is that? What is that? What does it cost per family to participate?
Ooh, per family? It ranges, I don't know, $5,000,
$10,000. Why don't you tell us your annual budget? Right. What do you need to raise every year to help these families? Well,
I'll tell you, our current budget is right around $200,000. But that's our starting budget. We would like to have opportunities down the road to have temporary housing. That is the biggest challenge in Palm Beach County, is finding affordable housing for families such as BB.
Not just families, but singles as well.
Families, children.
Yeah.
There are children involved. And
right.
So we would like to someday have an opportunity to do that. But right now, we need to raise funds to keep the program going.
And do you involve a congregation? Does that congregation sort of take it on as a project and raise funds among their members, or how does that work?
We've had some really cool interactions. The congregations are phenomenal. Can't say enough about them. They do their own fundraising. We actually had a really cool annual, or I guess our anniversary dinner, where we got all the congregations together. It was run by the youth programs, the youth leaders in each of the congregations, and they put on this program. We raised money. We raised awareness about the program, and the kids did the cooking, the serving, and they provided amazing entertainment. And it was just really cool to see all these congregations in one big room.
So there are all kinds of religions in South Florida. We're in a very diverse community, mosques and temples. And so if somebody's listening to this show and they're a member of some kind of congregation and they say, wow, really want to get involved, what do they do?
They need to call Family Promise, call Rhonda. And she will come out, and maybe I'll come out. We have volunteers from the board that are involved in growing congregations. Ultimately, we'd like to expand this to even another entire program, so that we could have two different family, a north central, or a north and a south county program. The more congregations we have 20 congregations right now, support and regular congregations. If we could grow that to 40, then we could split and reach twice as many families.
How many families do you support at a time?
We have... Our van holds 14 people.
Okay. That's important.
It's
right.
Not a number of families. It's a number of people.
I see.
And so it evolves. It changes because we might get five in one family, and then we may have two in one family. And it could be three families. It could be five families.
It sounds like you need a new van for those car dealers that are listening today, well, you know?
Right
a couple
now,
more vans and you could serve more families, right?
One thing at a time. We've got a beautiful van right now. But yeah, we want to expand. We want to reach more people.
Now, Ellen asked about if a congregation wanted to be involved. But what about an individual who's listening today who says, this is really cool. They heard Baby's story and they said, hey, I want to get involved.
We have a really cool program called Club 360, basically $1 a day. That's huge for us. I mean, our goal is to have 100-plus people or more, 200, 300 people that do the Club 360. But any funds would be great, and also volunteers are huge. Our day center, you can imagine the activity at our day center with the children running around, the parents going on interviews. There's all kinds of stuff going on all the time.
And so are there any requirements for volunteers? Could you have high school kids? Or
they all have to be background checked.
Uh-huh.
If they're going to oversee the children.
And they have to be a certain age, 16 or 18. What do you know the age?
The 12 is...
Oh, 12, okay.
So that would be great for a high school.
We have a lot of children and their parents that come down and serve throughout the week.
And then obviously corporations can help you, and... This is a way that the whole community can get involved in helping to support a family and have them become contributing members of our community.
This is a community program. It's great.
Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and we've been talking to representatives of Family Promise. To get more information on this vital community service, please visit their website at ncpbc.org or call 561-318-8864. For Ellen Shulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.